Did you just finish working out?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then like 2 inches of snow outside? Still accumulating, or did it stop?
It stopped last night, but it's literally, I don't know, we got like 4 inches of snow out there right now.
When does it normally taper off? Does it normally taper off towards the end?
It should be gone.
It should be gone by now, right?
Yeah, it was beautiful last weekend. Gorgeous. Grass was starting to green up and all the rest of that stuff. And then Tuesday, we just got hammered again. And anyway, it hasn't stopped all week. So,
all right. Well, welcome back, Bob.
Welcome back.
It's been a few months. What have you been up to?
Just working and living the dream, Manny. You know, trying to be, support my family in the trades.
Well, you know, you're doing a great job. I've been catching up. Quite a bit on what's been going on. And obviously, I was at CMPX. I was at the concrete show. I didn't go to IBS. I didn't go to floorings or coverings or the National Heavy Machinery show is happening. And I've kind of bowed out of that. I'm like, I'm tapped out. I'm done. I'm just exhausted. I'm drained. And I understand it. I didn't spend much time at the CMPX social. It was smart of them to put it by the bar, because if it wasn't by the bar, then nobody would have been there, right? I'll open up by saying this, that when I was there, they were setting up the bar, and I was getting thirsty, and I wanted to just have some water, and the bartender wouldn't serve me water. You had to go outside of the event to go get a paid purchase bot. I'm not fucking with you. So he's got
weren't you part of the social hub? Yeah, like you were doing interviews.
Yeah, so I'm there and I see a big tub of ice and I'm like, dude, can I go to a booth and grab a torch and melt that ice and put it in a glass and can I drink that water? And he looked at me like I just ran over his puppy. You know what I mean? No, you have to go outside and buy the water, man, for whatever, $5-6. I didn't buy the water, but I had a brand buy the water.
There you go. using your influence, man.
So yeah, let's get talking about the whole influence. How did it all start? Like what happened? Because you've been vocal about this. I've been vocal about this. We just like, it's not two old guys just fucking angry or we're bitter or some shit like that. No, we're just trying to share the truth. Simple as that. And if you disagree with the truth, you don't have to listen to it. Then fuck off and leave. It's as simple as that, right? But I guess there's a army of influencers attacking an army of tradespeople. And then I got some messages in between from certain people going, listen, I don't like all the hate coming from both sides. Can we just all get along? And I'm like, whoa, I'm back in the 90s with Rodney King. I don't understand what's going on here. Where's the brick? This is all plumbers. There's no brick. I don't understand that, man. You just froze. All right, we just froze you. It froze on you laughing. There you go. Now you're back. It was frozen on you just laughing, man.
Yeah, that's what people, that's what the influencers see in their dreams, man. It's just me frozen laughing.
All right, so let's how did it all start? Like what's going on here?
Well, I mean like you say, it's not a new thing for me. I've been talking about it for 5 years, really. And there's others that have done the same. I just think I've super struck a nerve, sort of the, you know, dirty hands, clean money people, when I'm like, dude, like you're not, like I understand the fraternity of it all, but you're just buying a fucking t-shirt and that does not mean you're blue collar. Like anybody can buy the t-shirt and say they're part of the club. It doesn't give you access to, or it shouldn't give you access to, you know, the whatever you want to call it, the long line of blue collar workers that have been feeding their families with their hands and their muscles and their brains for centuries.
I agree.
And so when I said that, I'm like, dude, it's, what did I say? I was like, it was dinky money. It was clean hands and dinky money. And those dudes, like it was like I had, you know, sacrilege their religion. Like I instantly, within 3 days, I had 400 messages.
Wow.
And very few of them were nice. And I just am like, dude, you're not going to hurt my feelings because I'm right. I can sign up and get it. And as you know, most of those guys have their, you know, link in bio, get 10% off. And so you call that out and you're like, now you're affecting my cash flow. I'm like, either we had that conversation before, either you're truly a tradesman and, you know, you, what is the other one that those guys use? You pay me for my experience, not my time.
Yes.
All right. Well, tell me what experience you have.
Yes.
Well, I've been doing this for 3 years. I'm like, go fuck yourself. 3 years? I've been doing it for 40. And you coming after me saying, I don't know what I'm talking about? Okay. Like, you'll learn and you'll figure out. And I'll still be here in a decade from now when your little troll clothing and your little brand is, you know, gone the way of, what did I compare it to last time? You know, No Fear. You remember No Fear? You remember No Fear?
Yeah, clothing? Yeah, yeah. I mean,
Big Dog clothing, all that shit. You know what I mean? It's just the newest thing. I'm like, so in 10 years when it's gone, you come talk to me and I'll tell you how to run a business and I'll tell you what it means to be actually blue collar.
What one thing, Bob, I want to actually make a note of, and this is something that I started paying attention to probably about 5 or 6 years ago when I would say I was in the height of my social presence, right? Because when I got on social media, it was Instagram. And the first year I grew like 30,000, 35,000, whatever. It was growing fast. And I was like, this is just insane, right? And I don't care. I was doing rentals. I was sharing what I was going to share. I was sharing my opinion and it was growing. I didn't care. What I started to pay attention to was before construction, I was in advertising. And I was fortunate enough to direct commercials and I worked on commercials that were like $5,000 and I worked on Stella Artois, Anheuser-Busch commercials that were $350,000 where we were literally pouring beer down the drain. It was just money everywhere. But my thing was, like being a tradesperson, I wanted to quantify. I really wanted to understand, okay, we're pouring all this beer down this drain. How many beers are you getting people to buy? So when I started speaking to the brands regarding, because I was getting approached by Manny, will you do this? Manny, will you do that? Will you do all this shit? And we'll give you some money and we'll give you free shit. We'll give you free shit. Free shit lasts about 2 seconds. Then you get sick of free shit. I don't care about free shit. Right. And so I started asking them, can you guys give me the data on how many tools are being sold from someone sharing a tool or talking about a tool? Can you give me that data? And I'm like, it doesn't exist. And that's it doesn't exist, right? So nobody can tell you that. And what I've learned through the last few years, and people can fight or whatever, you can send me all kinds of messages and talk shit about me and I won't give a fuck, right? I'm still backing Bob. I will continue backing Bob. I don't care. I had an interesting conversation with somebody in the industry yesterday that I was like, guess what? Bob's going to be back on the show tomorrow. He's like, ooh, that should be interesting. I was going, no, it's going to be actually a realistic conversation about two people that I used to be in the trades. I'm a podcast host. I have no problem doing that now, right? I swing the hammer once in a while. Listen, I'll tell you a story, Bob, where I was editing. And there's some work happening around my house, right? So I was editing. I was fucking bored out of my mind. I stopped editing. And all of a sudden, I picked up the trowel and I picked up my hawk and I started mudding. Because I was just bored out of my fucking mind. I needed to get my hands dirty and do something. And I released for about 2-3 hours just mudding. And I was like, okay, I'm good. Back to editing again. Right? So it's like, but I'm not a professional tradesperson. I don't submit quotes anymore. I don't do that. I wear the badge of me being a podcast host and creating a platform for tradespeople to speak their mind. And whether you agree or disagree, I don't give a fuck. If you think that person's an asshole, I don't give a fuck. If you think they're amazing, great, wonderful. But I'm not here to feed if you want to keep on attacking people. Like I do get messages of people saying, why did you have that asshole on the show? I was like, dude, I don't give a fuck. It's as simple as that. You have so many opportunities to go look at content out there on today's digital landscape. You don't have to waste my time is what I'm basically saying, right? Yep. What I've learned from this whole, you can't quantify this influencer bullshit train because the brands cannot tell you that so-and-so shared this post because they were kissing that color tool ass this week and then they're going to kiss some other tools ass next week and they can't give you the data of how many tools that they sold. Is I don't hear any influencer walking into a room going, I'm an influencer. I'm an influencer. But the amount of times that I see and I feel and I understand a tradesperson walking on the job site and I start having a conversation with that person and I know within 2 seconds, you're a fucking tradesperson, man. You're a hardworking individual, blue collar, salt of the fucking earth. You know what your value is for your skill set. There's so many things attached to that title of tradesperson and there's fuck all attached to influencer, in my opinion. So they can't, if you guys want to hang on to this influencing training, you want to start talking, I'm making six figures now and I'm getting this and I'm about 4'2" walking on my Lamborghini bullshit. Great. Embrace it. Share it. Put the badges of honor on your fucking shirt and start walking into the room like you're an influencer. But they're not doing it. They don't want to do it. They're afraid to do
it. That's my problem. That's my whole problem with it, is it's under the guise of I'm a tradesperson. Oh, and here's a great tool that I use. Do you actually use it, or do you just pull it out of the box? What can you tell me about it? You can't tell me anything about it. And they have to use that angle, or that's the only thing that gives them credit or credence, is I'm a plumber. And when I ask them, and I've had those conversations with them, I'm like, okay, well, show me your, like, when did you get your ticket? Oh, while I'm still in school. I'm like, oh, so you're not a fucking tradesperson then. Like, you don't get to sign up for in Canada and get your blue book and say, I'm now a tradesperson. No, you're an apprentice. Which, if you know anything about the, you know, if you want to look at history, you're now an indentured servant until you fucking get your, you know, you get the laurels that you can say, I can actually do this by myself. And I have the credentials to say, this is how you fix this, and this is how you fix this. And people speak my opinion because I'm actually a master plumber and have been for 30 years now. And so, like, Bob, how do I fix this? This is what you do, and this is what you do, and here's my bill. Those guys can't do that, which is why they have to influence. They've got to find a way to supplement, because as everybody knows, when you start off in the trade, you're basically making minimum wage.
You're making nothing.
Nobody talks about you're like, everybody's like, there's so much money in this. How much are you making as an apprentice plumber? $20 an hour, $22 an hour? I don't know, 25 maybe if your boss likes you and you have some, you know, aptitude with the hands.
Yep.
That's it. Like, well, I can't live off of that. I'm like, no, you got to live off of that and put your time in for the next 4, 5, 6 years. Then you become the junior journeyman, as I like to call them, and say, all right, well, now I'm going to give you a little bit of license to do some shit. But you don't get to talk pricing. You don't get to talk troubleshooting unless you talk to me first. And that lasts another 4 or 5 years. And then you're actually a tradesman. Like, that's just the cycle of life. And people rail against that and call me an asshole because I'm, you know, pointing out how it works. And I'm like, okay, well, enjoy the next 18 months of being an influencer, because, you know, Chongo down the road is working on some new skit that all the manufacturers are going to think are cool, and they're going to leave you in the dust, because that's just how this thing works.
It's ironic how before the whole influencing game started, the brand started looking at the landscape of how, listen, man, when I got in 15 years ago, marketing and construction was boring as fuck, eh? Like, completely boring. It was only the trade shows. It was sales reps in polo shirts giving you spec regurgitation of fucking bullshit. Like, it was just like, this is what this is going to do. This is what going to do. Are you interested? Okay, we'll sign up and shit like that. I'm like, this is fucking boring. You guys need to have more fun. Then all of a sudden, social media attacked construction, and construction was last to the game. Right? Zuckerberg didn't realize it. He didn't realize that we were using it really well and we were getting the messaging out there. Then the brand started paying attention to insight and analytics and all this other shit. And they started realizing, holy shit, there's a million people who just saw that post. And I go back to the quantifying thing. You can't tell me how many things are being sold. Yeah. So the kids quickly learned that I could make more money doing a post of me on the job site than I could actually doing the job. That's all it is. It's just as simple as that, right? Which is great. You guys figured out how to do revenue stream, then continue doing that. But I think it's funny that the brands didn't see the value in the older tradespeople, whether they're good looking or profile fit, you know what I'm saying, for online presence. I disagree with them. I said, listen, man, real tradespeople and real conversation is far more valuable than a groomed individual, male or female, with pristine, clean workwear right out of the it still has creases in it. You know what I mean? They literally came out of the bag, right? And I'm like, dude, man, the amount of times I've taken photos where I've got shit all over, I got holes in my knee pads. It's just like, I'm using these workwear. I'm using it because I'm on the job site. So it's like, you have to decide, do you want to go down that train? Then by all means, go down that train and do it. But these guys are not They're still hanging on to the trade side of it because they still want to be part of that club. And I'm like, you can't be that way. You have to earn your stripes. You have to get your bumps and bruises. You have to do that shit. And I think in the next 5 years, the brands are really going to wake up, because I think they already are, because they're narrowing their focus on who they're speaking to. But I will do a simple shout out, and DeWalt won't fucking like this, and I don't give a shit, because I know the DeWalt PR personally. He's a fan of mine, likes me. He's going to fucking hate what I'm about to say right now, right? But I made the amount of jokes I made at CMPX that DeWalt was there. I was like, why the fuck is DeWalt here? Like, there's no reason for DeWalt to be here. I'm sorry. And they were launching a new adapter that was competing against ProPress and Milwaukee and all this other shit, right? And then sure enough, a week later, I start seeing people that have been on my show that I know bleed red, and they're endorsing the DeWalt products. And I'm like, I didn't call them out. I didn't message them. I go, you're never going to fucking use that on a real job site. I don't give a shit. DeWalt sent you a package. It cost them fuck all because it's marketing promotional money. It's not even advertising money. It's just marketing promotional money, right? And then you're going to do a post or two for them, and that's it. And then if they really like you, they're going to come back and you go, listen, we're going to give you a G-note. And then can you just use it in situations somehow on a real job site? Can you get on a real job site? And then you have to decide if you're going to go down that train. But by plumbers who have been diehard red for so many years because they're running a proper business, to all of a sudden just use an insert of yellow, it's going to hurt you professionally speaking. I'm sorry. It's going to hurt you.
How does that not, like, if you're in this game and you are a legitimate, you know, tradesman, how do you not see that as a sellout?
It's 100%.
I mean, you've sold, it's a bit dramatic, but whatever. You sold your soul to the devil, man. Like that. So your price, if you could buy anything in this world with money, clearly, you just sold it for what? I mean, what's that William Wallace where they, you know, the guy goes and kills those two Scotsmen and the king's like, yeah, you know, this dude got this land and this land and this land and, you know, Mr. McBain over there, he settled for far less. You're just like, so, like, you're, okay. So now, from my point of view, and I realize it's simply my point of view, I can't believe anything you ever say again. Ever.
No.
Right? When you pull out the brand new tool and say, look at this fantastic thing and watch me press the button, I'm like, oh, okay, for $1,000, you will kneel down, blah, 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 and do anything for a grand. Okay. If that's how you live your life.
I got you frozen, Bob. Sorry, man. I got you frozen. There you go. Now you're back. I think you're back home. There you are. Yeah, now you're back. Yeah. You were frozen, but you weren't smiling that time.
Where did I lose you? My rant.
When you were just going back and forth. I want to just share something that I came across, right? So I was curious, right? What is an influencer? A social media influencer is an individual who has established credibility, authority, and a significant following on one or more social media platforms. These individuals typically have expertise, knowledge, or experience in specific niches such as fashion, beauty, fitness, travel, technology, or lifestyle. Social media influencers leverage their platforms to create and share content that resonates with their audience, often providing recommendations, reviews, tips, or insights related to their niche. They engage with their followers through various forms of content, including photos, videos, stories, captions, and live streams. Okay, that's an influencer. What's a tradesperson?
How many of those guys qualify in that?
I would say less than 1%, right? So here's a tradesperson. A tradesperson who's also known as a skilled tradesperson or tradesman or tradeswoman is an individual who is trained in proficient in particular craft, skill, or trade. These trades typically require specialized knowledge, expertise, and hands-on experience in areas such as construction, carpentry, plumbing, electrical, welding, automotive repair, HVAC, and many others. Tradespeople often undergo formal education, apprenticeships, vocational training programs to learn their trade and acquire the necessary skills and qualifications. They may also obtain certifications, licenses, and other credentials to demonstrate their competency and proficiency in their field. Tradespeople play a crucial role in various industries and sectors, including construction, manufacturing, transportation, maintenance, and repair. They are responsible for building, installing, repairing, and maintaining structures, systems, and equipment essential for everyday life and functionality of society. healthy. Overall, tradespeople are highly skilled professionals who contribute to the development infrastructure and well-being of communities by applying their specialized knowledge and expertise to perform essential tasks and services. This is why I'm fucking upset. Exactly. This is why I'm upset at influencers, because you guys want to wear the badge of honor of that second definition, but you want to roll up in the fucking first badge of influencer. It doesn't fucking work that way. And then for the individuals that have mastered the art, so to speak, of balancing both. And I know that there are some big influencers out there on stateside that are on the job site constantly, and they're using their own personal job sites, and then they're also doing the influencing thing. So they basically have built two businesses under the one umbrella, which is great. But they are still doing all those projects. They are still working all those projects. And then they also have a media company that does that. Wonderful. But if you are just doing the influencing side of things, stop dipping your feet in the waters of the tradesperson. Simple as that, man. I just wanted to share that. That's all.
Oh, that's awesome. And it's very succinct of what the issue is. And I know personally many of those big influencers down in the States and elsewhere, and I've had conversations with them. And the reason they got into social media was so that they could move themselves from the trade. You know what I mean? Like, I don't wanna go and grind it out every day. I would rather sit in the comfortable studio and film some shit and make the same amount of money. Every one of those guys that I've talked to over the last 4 or 5 years has said, I'm in a trap because I can't walk away from the trade because my content's the trade. So like I don't know how to get out of it. Like, people follow me because what you just said, I'm on the job site, I'm filming shit, I'm doing shit, blah, 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 blah. And if I sort of remove myself from that, then my following is going to go elsewhere for something that's authentic. If I just start holding up tools and products, they're going to like, oh, you, which is what I do. I'm like, oh, you sold yourself out. You have to. If you're going to go down that road, sooner or later, someone's going to send you a product that you don't believe in, then you're just going to have to, you know, bite your bottom lip and say, all right, I'm just going to, yeah, look at this great product. You know, it's out. I've used it 3 times. You should buy it because it's good. And you're literally lying. And I know they're lying because they've told me they're lying. You know what I mean? They're like, dude, I've had them since this whole thing sort of broke. I've had those guys message me directly and say, hey, man, you're right. Don't use my name. But yeah, like, I've got to sell shit that I don't believe in because that's the contract that I signed. I'm like, so now, you know, you use the big bad word. You're now a whore, right? You're now getting like, that's what you
another
want.
Title that they don't want. That's the thing about it. Oh, it's these titles that they don't want. But they got into the industry because they really wanted that title of tradespeople, a tradesperson, a tradesman, a tradesman. They really wanted that title. They totally wanted. I love walking in when I was doing construction and I was dirty. I loved walking into establishments, getting a coffee, getting a sandwich, get whatever. I'm like, it's a uniform. It is what it is. What's the influencing uniform? It's whatever's being paid that week. That's what it is. That, you know, I'll whatever put on that hoodie. Yeah, exactly. Whatever they've given you, right? So it's like you become, you know, Wayne's World. You become Garth, and you know, like, that's all it is. You're like, we're not going to bow down to this. And I'm like, for all you kids who don't know anything about the 90s, look it up. But I mean, it's there. So it's like, guys, I don't think it's sustainable. I don't think it's going to continue. I think there's going to be a bunch more kids coming into the game. They're going to be like, we can make more money this way. But now I've been calling these guys the only fans of construction. It's as simple as that.
It's not going to last. And that's the problem with the OnlyFans model is there's what? There's, I don't even know, 50 chicks that are making,
The bulk of it, right?
A million to 100,000, whatever. And the rest of them are making $13 a month, selling their bodies, hoping that somehow the algorithm kicks them off or whatever the hell it is. And that's what's happened with these influencer guys. They, as you know, they pop out of nowhere. I'm like, I don't know who this dude is. Yeah, the algorithm liked them. They have some stupid, you know, gimmick or gizmo, and so it's a hit song. How long does a one hit wonder last? That's what those guys are. It's the one hit wonders. And when you are done, if you don't focus on the trade like you're supposed to, then not only are you a has been, you're like a never was. Like, no one will ever remember you in any of those spheres because you are nothing. You are nothing. And that sounds, you know, derogatory and mean, but as I've said before, I'm not the enemy. I'm telling you that you can make money in this.
Yes.
You can fucking support your family. I'm the only source of income for my family. That's just how that works. And I've supported a family of six because I went to work every day. And so it is possible. And all you hear about these days is how expensive everything is. And unfortunately for me, or fortunately for me, I'm like, okay, well, you know, meat's a little bit more expensive. I don't really care because I have a trade that pays me very well. And a customer base that I've built over 30 years that pays me very well. And I'll be, you know, even if the whole thing went to shit, right? The economy crashed, I'm still going to have work.
You're still going to have work. You're recession proof. Your skills are recession proof.
They are.
Right? Influencing is not recession proof.
It's not. It's so temporary. Like, who was the influencer 3 years ago? Can you tell me an influencer that was popular 3 years? You can't.
I can't.
Neither can I.
I can't, right?
In 3 years from now, these guys that are in my DMs calling me names, I'm like, dude, no one will remember your name in 3 years from now. No one.
I think the smart young tradespeople, they have two groups. They're still paying attention to the influencers as pure just content consumption. Just waste my time. Yeah. I'm on the porta potty, whatever. But then they have another group of guys that they're paying attention to and girls that they're looking for valuable information, because through your feed, you've got your rants, but you're also divulging how to fucking run a proper business, how to do the skill, you're sharing proper tips, right? And I guess, Bob, I want to ask you, I mean, have you been approached by the brands to just basically not sell out, but I'm assuming that you have been approached, but then you're working for them. And as cheesy as they may sound, let's go back to the 80s, you're working for the man. You know what I mean? You're going to be working for the man, so they're going to dictate on what you can say or how you say it or what you're going to present. And that's going to affect your skill and your business now.
Yep. No, absolutely. I've had, I don't know, 24 requests. Hey, man, will you do this for us? I'm like, no, I won't. But if your product's any good, I'll use it and say, this is what we used on this one. This is what we use on that one. But I'm not, like, since it's, I'm not tagging anybody anymore. I'm like, this is it. If you want to follow it. And the interesting thing is I'll say something that's, you know, either spicy or positive or even derogatory. And, you know, within 24 hours, that brand or that individual is in my DM saying, dude, what's up? I'm like, what are you talking about? I didn't tag you. The internet does its work. It just, out it goes. It's better than the U.S. mail, man. It just, people are like, dude, this dude, this is what's happening. So when they say, I don't, you know, they're like, you don't have any reach and you don't have any metrics. I'm like, dude, I say 10 seconds of something, and within 24 hours, those people that I'm referring to are in my DMs. Either, you know, thanks for using my product, or, dude, you're a piece of shit. Yeah, I am. But you know I'm right. Everything, you can't refute it. Tell me that I'm wrong, or tell me how it should be different. And all I get is, as you know, the pejoratives of you're an asshole, you're a piece of shit, you're garbage. I'm like, okay, so you have no counter argument other than to insult me.
Yes.
All right. That's all I need.
You dislike me. That's all it is. Simple as that. And you want to engage and just be a keyboard warrior and talk shit, and who gives a shit, right? I've always said that, okay, so do you want to share where the real influencing is coming from? Because me personally, I started using Bosch tools because my dad used Bosch tools. My dad was not an influencer. My dad was just using tools and then telling me to do a task, and I would do the task, and he would give me his tool to do it, and then I would use his, right? I was using his Johnson levels. I was using his Bosch tools. So I was like, guess what? When it came to me buying a tool, what happened? I bought Bosch. That's how the influencing works. When a tradesperson who wants to learn and absorb the skill and the industry, they look at who they look up to, their mentors. It could be their first employer. It could be their friend that they went to school with. It could be everybody like that. And then they pay attention to, what are they using? And then they build something and they're like, holy shit, you built that with that? Well, I need to get that then. That's where the real influencing is coming from. Is that not how the case is?
That's exactly my whole barn underneath me is full of rigid because that's all my dad used. I have all his old rigid tools that still work. Right, you pull them out and they're 65 years old, and my boys are like, "How old is this?" I'm like, "Older than me," and it works.
Yeah,
they're like, "Wow, that's fantastic." And so that's really where, if you really want to influence somebody or be influential, then you got to start small.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You got to start within your circle. Who?
We probably have a bad connection. Oh, there you are. You're back. Okay. No, you're back. You're back.
So if you really want to be influential, start small.
I agree.
People that you work with.
I agree.
You got to start with your kids. You got lots of these guys I know have little kids, you know, sort of under the age of 8 or certainly not teenagers yet. I'm like, you want to be influential? Then affect those kids.
Yes.
Show them what it means to be a hardworking mother or father, or this is how this works. I work for my money. I'm dedicated to my craft, and I come home, and because of that, you have, you know, food on the table and clothes on your back and a roof over your head. That is, you know, as I look back at my own, you know, all my kids, I only have one at home. They've all gone out and are starting their little lives. There's no better feeling in the whole world, man. None. To watch those little people that you influence become competent, capable, contributing citizens to the world. It's fabulous. A fabulous feeling.
What if you had a Bob? What if you had a beard corporation approach you to be an influencer?
A beard corporation?
Yeah, like moisturizers or clippers or combs or, you know what I mean?
Dude, I don't think I mean,
would that be selling out? Would that be selling out if you started grooming posts? It would be funny.
Yes, it would. You know why it would be? Because the whole reason I grew this thing is because I hated shaving. Like, I woke up one day and I said, that is it. I am never shaving. I hate this because, anyway, you know, I have sort of the, like, on my neck, it goes the wrong way. So I end up, you know, always, forever. Would have like a raw patch right there for 20 years. And then one day I'm like, you know what? I'm done. And so people are like, dude, you gotta do this and you should use this. I'm like, the whole reason I grew this thing is to, so I don't have to touch it.
I don't want maintenance. I don't need maintenance on it, man. Yeah.
And I'm out. Like, that's the point. So if I, you know, I show up there and said, this is what I use.
It would be entertaining.
It would be entertaining, but I don't think I would do it. I'm like, no, that's not why I have this, is so that I can sell beard products. I would fall into the trap because I would use it once or twice.
Yes.
And then I would never use it again because that's not part of my DNA. I don't really maintain it very well. It just sort of grows. And then I have a fabulous little Filipino hairdresser that I go and see every 4 or 5 months, and she cleans it up for me. And she says, so next month, I'm like, no, I'll call you when I'm ready.
When it's annoying me, I want to ask you, because this hasn't happened to me. And I always laugh at, I've never heard of a single tradesperson that I've known, whether I've interviewed them, worked with them, met them, what have you, that has completely abandoned a platform of a particular tool brand to go to another tool brand. I have not come across that unicorn. He's frozen again. Sorry. Oh, it's not green today. It's snowy outside.
Yeah, I'm just changing the network
here. Oh, okay. No problem. No problem.
Anyway, let's see if that works. You back?
There, you're back on audio, but not on video. There you go. Now you're back on video.
There we go.
All right. So apologies to people who are watching and listening. We'll tweak some of those shots. Yeah. So I was just saying that I haven't met anybody who's completely switched over because they were influenced to switch over. And the number one reason that they don't switch over is because they're committed to batteries. So once they're committed to batteries, then they stay with that brand. And that's just a fact. But I still laugh at the sales reps. I still laugh at the marketing reps. I still laugh at the PR reps because they honestly believe that a tradesperson will fucking jump ship for a new tool and leave all those batteries and all that platform. And I'm like, you're full of shit. I'm sorry, but you're full of shit.
What's the most expensive part of those things?
Exactly.
Is the battery. If they, the problem with the tool world is they followed the printer world. Remember remember when you bought a printer and it was like $1,500?
Yeah.
And the ink was, you know, $50.
Yeah.
Well, it's absolutely flipped. You can buy a printer for $50 now.
I know.
But if you want the ink, it's $300. Yeah. And it only lasts you a month.
Yeah.
And because it's the consumables, right? And so you can go, when I saw them come out with the separate packages, you just buy this tool with no batteries and save yourself $150. So you buy a $200 drill because I have all the batteries. And then the batteries alone are $300. You want to, you know, one of the big amp hour ones. And so, yeah, they're like, you should change. I'm like, in fact, I'm mad at Rigid because they're like, why can't you just use the fucking, like, build an adapter so I can use all my Milwaukee batteries with this Rigid tool? Oh, no. And they won't do it because they make so much money off the battery.
What I've been told is that they can't do it. It's a liability insurance issue that if someone else's battery exactly right. So if you and I've done this, I've MacGyvered batteries to just get in a, you know what I mean, to get them onto other things just to make them work. And I'm like, they tell me that if you do that and then that tool damages itself or a fire or something, then all of a sudden, listen, I'm not plugging, you know, Milwaukee batteries into a Tesla. I'm not doing that. Like, I'm not going to fuck around with that world. But that's, I don't buy that. I think you guys all want to have your own separate sandbox, and then you want all of us to be fighting in those sandboxes. That's all it is, man.
It's proprietary is what they've done.
Yeah.
And that answer, which I perfectly understand, comes from their legal department.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
And so that's a lawyer that crafted that and said, say this, and then you're covered, and they can't do, and if they do it, then it voids, and you know, warranty, whatever, they look for every excuse they can to get out of warranty. Most of those guys.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, did you get it wet? I'm like, dude, I'm a fucking plumber. Well,
sure. I handed it to the electrician and he got it wet. All right. Cool. Okay. Well, as long as you hand it to the electrician, then it's perfectly fine. We'll cover it. But if you are using it, we're not covering it.
No, I'm not making that up.
Fucking wow.
Get it wet. I'm a plumber. He's like, well, you probably got it wet at some time. I'm like, yeah, I probably did. I didn't get it wet today. Well, sorry, we're not gonna warranty that for you. I'm like, okay, well, you know, fuck you, I guess. And I mean, I don't say that because I go down and buy another the exact same replacement because, like you say, I'm committed to the batteries. I have whatever I've got down there. You know, 350 different batteries of Milwaukee. I'm not just gonna how does that help the green revolution?
It doesn't.
If I'm gonna toss up all those batteries in the dumpster and switch to yellow or blue or green, like it just like that's the asinine thing. You're like, no, this is more energy efficient. I'm like, what's more energy efficient is for me to use what I got and quit the, you know, the never ending cycle of consumerism, which is a totally different other subject. But like that's what those guys want. It's never ending. Just keep buying my shit.
I know, but those cycles are actually getting shorter and shorter. And when I say shorter and shorter, I mean profitability. I tell you, like right now in the shows that I went to recently, I wasn't thoroughly impressed. They had the whole influencer bullshit train, stuff like that, which is great. What was amazing about it was to actually finally meet certain people that either I've spoken to them through Zoom or I've spoken to them through DMs or whatever, and you're meeting them and then you shake hands and you give a hug and then you say, so nice to finally meet you, and shoot the shit for a little bit and that's it, move on. Great, wonderful. But I mean, there was a lot of that celebrity bullshit thing, which I've never been accustomed to and I never really cared for. I'm not really a part of it. I don't want to. It's not that I want to be an asshole and come across, listen, man, he's an asshole, he doesn't want to talk to you. It's like, no, it's not that. It's just, I don't need to be in a group shot. Like I remember 6 or 7 years ago down at IBS, you're getting all these DMs and like, we've got about 20, you know, social media players that come to this booth here. We're going to do a group shot. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to pass. I'm going to go to Kohler. I need to talk to them about a Valve right now. And that's, I was at the show those years for business. I was there doing R&D. You got to remember that I was going to IBS and these trade shows at the beginning of my career, 15 years ago. I was going there because I wanted to learn. Because I tapped out in Canada. Like I went to the shows here and I tapped out, and then people told me about IBS. People told me about KBIS. They started telling me, and now it's like Germany. Now you got to go there and overseas. And like, I want to go there and start learning about shit there. I get the sense that maybe in Europe, you don't have the same bullshit influencing train. I think the influencing epicenter is here in North America.
It is 100% it is. You know that. It's not even like you don't even really see it that much in Australia or Europe.
No.
Or, you know what I mean? It's literally Canada and America. And I agree with you 100%. Like, I've shit on the trade shows for sure. But that's what I love. Like, in person, I'm fantastic. I can get along with anybody. We can have a very engaging conversation. It's, you know, it's mutual. It's what I've gone to a couple of them and just had a wonderful time.
Yeah.
But I, you know, didn't take any pictures. I'm not like, hey, Manny, let's take one so I can tell everybody that we're best buddies. You know, I'm like, no, I'm happy to have a real conversation with you.
Yes.
And then go on to the next.
Yeah.
Say, I was worth my time because I met some people that I admire or I've taken advice from or who I've given advice to. And it's fulfilling in that respect. Sure, I saw some stupid pipelining thing that I'll never use that looked cool. It's like going to the zoo, right? Like,
yep.
Oh, there's the tiger.
Yep.
That was cool. That was cool. That doesn't affect my life at all.
what do you think?
Part about going to the zoo is running into people you meet that you know. Hey, how are you?
That's all it is. That's all it's really about. But the thing is, it's like, why is it that, listen, I've never been on a date. Nor would I ever stay on a date if my date started photographing the fucking meal. You know what I'm saying? Right? If they start photographing that fucking meal, I'm out of there. I'm gone. I'm like, I came here to eat. I'm like really curious about food. I need the fuel. I'm interested in that. So with the social media, at the trade show thing is like, I want to meet you. I want to shake your hand. I want to shoot the shit. But then if you're like vying to get a spot, to get a particular angle, to do a little, can we just do a video and just like, can you say something interesting, clever? Can you? I'm like, dude. Put that shit away. Like, I'm sorry. Put that shit away. Can we just talk? I just want to talk. Well, we won't capture it. I was like, it's in here.
That's what everybody's forgotten, right?
Yeah.
Like, what was the phrase? Take a picture or it didn't happen. I'm like, no, it happened.
It happened.
Right here.
Yeah.
And that dude knows that it happened. Or that chick knows that it happened. It's as real. Like, what else is real other than your own feelings about it? You don't. Everybody thinks they're a documentarian.
And they're like, this has to be documented. Here's the other thing, Bob, is that how many people, because right now, these days, I don't even consume content. I just contribute content. So I do my posts. I do my clips. If I see something interesting or somebody that's on my team or whatever talking with me, they're like, there's an interesting here, then throw it to the story. Who gives a shit? But how many fucking people, because my question is, what's the expiration date now on these posts? I'm just kissing this particular brand's ass right now. Let's say it's Saturday. We're recording on Saturday, right? April 6th or whatever it is. And I'm kissing this brand's ass right now. I'm going to post this in the afternoon because I got to get the fuck out of there. I got to get it out there now. I got to get it out there now, right? It has to be now. And all of a sudden, what's the expiration date on that post? That post and what you created is probably gone within 72 hours at the max, I think.
Yep.
Gone yep. For good.
If it's good, you get like maybe when my stupid thing went viral, it was a week where everybody's like, what the fuck? Right. And the only reason it's that is because everybody's just, it's all raw emotions, right? Like they're just reacting to it. But you're right. Like, I put a post that I think, you know, well, this is cool. This is something cool we did. It's literally, you know, the story is 24 hours.
Yes.
As you know, and then it gets wiped away. If you do a reel or you do it on
YouTube, can save it, thumbnail. Yeah, whatever.
Blah, blah, blah. You're right. It's no longer than that. Ever. And then that's the problem with the influencers. It's like, okay, now I got to cut them. Now I got to knock another one out of
them. I got to feed the machine.
And another
feed.
One.
I got to feed. But you're forgetting that people, like the amount of tradespeople that I've spoken to, it's like, listen, it's just swiping, man. Guys are just swiping. They're not even absorbing. So, and I go back to the brands. I'm like, you can put all the hyperlinks you want, all the information you want in the copy. Do you really think people that are following influencers are paying attention to any of those copies or any of those links? Fuck no. I'm telling you the truth. They're not.
No, I've talked to the big guys that have had their parties and said, what do you get? You've got a post that's got 100,000 views. What does that mean to you? Like, what does that return in value? You must have that metric. And the answer is, we don't.
It's nothing. It's nothing. It's bragging rights when you're having a pint, which is great.
Yeah.
And you can talk all you want. 100,000 views shared by 1,000 people. Okay, great. Can you show me the receipts of all the purchases?
No, they can't. They have no, and maybe they will some. I mean, as you know, the things continue to get more detailed and complicated, and you know they can dial into those that data really. I mean, as you know, Facebook can tell you your personality by the stuff you like.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Like they got that shit down, and what you will most likely, they can probably most likely determine what you will buy, but they can't tell you what you bought and how much it was. And neither can, you know, neither can these manufacturers. They can't. I've asked them directly in, you know, in private conversations, telephone, DM. What is that? We don't know, man.
They
we don't
can't.
Know. You're right. We don't know.
But
it's cool. And we feel like we're reaching, you know, our market's growing. Okay. What have your sales increased over the last year? 3%.
So what were they increasing 20 years ago when there was no influencers? About 5%?
The same.
Okay, so what were you doing then that you're doing differently now? Right now, those brands are having conversations all over the place when they do get those quarterly meetings and they're sitting down going, okay, how much money did we actually spend on influencing? Giving out product, giving out, asking people to do paid posts. It's frozen again. Is it frozen again? There you go, Bob. It's frozen again, man. It must be really cold out west. You know what it is? Here's the funny thing is, when I do research on social media and trying to figure out podcasts and all this other shit, I exclusively do it for construction. Because I've always said since day one, construction, messaging, and marketing is not like fucking Kardashian bullshit. But I swear right. to you that a lot of this younger generation that's getting on this train, they are really looking, trying, and hard, working hard to try to figure out, how do I fucking become the one guy who can be on a skateboard while drinking an ocean spray, while holding a fucking pneumatic tool, and then I'll get 10,000 million fucking views on it, and then I can go to the brand. I go, that's, we all know that story about, you know, Fleetwood Mac, ocean spray, and you couldn't find a single bottle. That's one in how many millions of posts?
Millions.
So that's what I'm saying, is they're chasing that one, and it doesn't exist.
How did Kim become famous? We all know how Kim became famous.
OnlyFans, basically, right? So it's just like, why are you chase that? You need to start focusing on it. So I go back to, like, if the brands were smart, they would tone down the bullshit swiping of content from influencers and start focusing more on the educational skill side, the way I described what an influencer is at the beginning of the show and how I described a tradesperson. If they started focusing on the value associated with being with a tradesperson versus being with an influencer, their sales, I fucking guarantee you, will go up.
I agree with you.
Guarantee you it will.
I agree with you. The problem that we've talked, and I know you've talked about the trade shortage, and I want to add, I stole this from one of your guys, Librem Plumbing. Anyway,
yeah,
there is a massive competency crisis, is what it is. You have the trade shortage, and then the guys that are actually in the trade, 50% of them don't know what the fuck they're doing.
I agree.
Like they legit don't. They can swap light bulbs. They can install a furnace. They can install a hot water tank. Tell me how that thing works. Oh,
no idea.
I don't know. Why do we put the pump there as opposed to there?
They're not doing the training.
For a minute.
They're not doing the training. They're not sitting in class. They're not asking other people that have done it before. They're not mentoring. They're not researching. They're not inquiring with trades and also sales reps. They're not going to lunch and learns. They're not going to, like, all these brands offer these lunch and learns. In my early years of construction, I exclusively did it because I wanted to get fed. I was like hungry. And then I'm like, oh, by the way, eat this burger and learn about this fucking product. And I'm like, oh my God, two things that I love doing, learning and fucking eating. And I was enjoying it. And now it's like, they don't want to learn. They don't want to go and do a lunch and learn. They don't want to go pick the brain of a sales rep. You know, they just want to deal with marketing people. That's all they want to do.
Yeah. It's become a facade of what it is. And I do think, I mean, I've said that to my own boys. I'm like, if you guys get good at this and are competent at what you do, you will own the world.
Yeah.
Because no one will be able to touch you. And you can charge whatever you want because nobody will be able to fix the shit you can fix. And not, you know, like you say, there's not enough people doing it. And the people that are in it, half or more, have no competency in what they do other than to, like, we deal with it every single day. but I had this other company and they said I need to replace my furnace. I'm like, no, you need a new pressure switch. Here's a $400 bill. Have a nice life. Call me again when you got another problem. And that customer is mine for life.
For life. And they'll recommend you to their circle of friends.
We get three new customers a week and I don't do any advertising. People phone us out of nowhere. Hey, I've heard you're good. Yeah, we're very good. We're expensive, but we're good. Oh, okay. Well, I got this problem. They say I need to replace it and it's $8,000 to replace it. I'm like, no, it's $1,500 to fix your stupid inducer motor, replace it, but it'll last another 5 or 6 years. So off you go.
I guess the statement, Bob, is like, we're expensive, but we'll save you a lot of money.
Yeah, no.
Basically.
I will. It's what it is. Yeah. My services aren't cheap, but I will save you money. It's the lawyer. Like, what if you're criminally charged, who do you get? You get the most expensive criminal lawyer that you can afford.
No, you get an influencer.
He'll show up and do a dance for the judge. Dude, you're going to pay that. I mean, depending on what your crime is, you're going to pay that dude $500,000 and he's going to get you, 6 years of your life back for whatever you've done. You know what I mean? Well, I saved you a decade of being in the slammer. Was it worth $500,000? Yes, it was. It's expensive as fuck, but you're saving me, years and life and, adding to the quality of my own life. So it's worth the trade off. That's how that fucking works, man. We're the criminal lawyers of the plumbing.
Johnny Cochran. All right. So if the work glove don't fit, you must quit.
Right.
I wanna say it is interesting though. I think in the last, I'm gonna say almost year now, I've been having a lot of conversations with brands asking me about value of where to put their dollar. So they're reassessing is what's going on. I'm not privy to these meetings, but I am getting certain people that I do get along with. Like there's, for all you haters out there, there is a line of people who fucking hate my guts. I don't give a shit, but there is a bigger line of people who like me because I'm an advocate for the trades. I will always be respectful for trades. And if you disrespect the trade in front of me, beside me, near me, get wind of it, you're a fucking asshole for me for life. Right. It's just how it is. Right. So I get these people coming up to me going, want to pick your brain, Manny, about these thoughts and what are you thinking? And conversations about trade shows have come up. Conversations about influence have come up. Product placement and stuff like that. Just opportunities. Even being on the podcast, all kinds of stuff like that. They are spinning wheels. They are trying to figure out in today's digital age how to position themselves in a very cluttered space. You know what I mean? Like it's like there's a lot of product out there for a lot of people. And it's not saying that there's shit product all over the place. And I've always been a spokesperson to say that, listen, all the brands are great. They have some shit products and they have some great products too. It's a balance. It's just a corporation. They build it and they build for good, better, best kind of mentality, which is great. But every brand right now internally is having these conversations about trying to figure out where is the value with our influencing crowd? Where is the value with our marketing and promotions? Where is our value with the trade shows? Like I don't know how many people that were sharing. I was the only one that was sharing off mic that the trade shows have all been getting smaller. They have been getting smaller. Right. So it's just like that's a reflection. Certain big corporations are not being represented there. So then you start to think someone had an internal meeting. Someone said, well, it's going to cost this much. But then you're also getting other brands that are looking at the trade shows and going, hang on a sec. What if we do this instead of that? And we can attract this many people. And now we can do a whole RSVP kind of thing. And I'm like, that's an interesting thing. That's an option out there. We'll see. But I tell you right now, they're spinning wheels right now. They're trying to figure out the value of where they're spending their dollars. Because guess what? The economy fucking sucks. Right? Yep. They're not making the money they made during the pandemic years. They're trying to compare it to the previous years before the pandemic. And they see that the steady growth is exactly where it's on target for history. But they need to figure out how do we keep on growing. And so if I'm telling you right now, they keep on adding up where some of this money is being spent, i.e. influencers. And I think there's going to be a lot of chopping block going on.
I agree with you. I know for a fact there's a big wholesaler in Ontario that he talked to me directly and said, we're not going to it. It's not worth our time. And they're not a small player. in the wholesale world. Like, no, we're out. Like, it's just, it's stupid. We don't get anything from it. We've talked to the people that actually buy our product, and they're like, we're not going. Why would you go? Like, okay, we'll save ourselves. Like, what does a trade show cost some of those guys? All those fucking displays and stuff, $100,000? Like, none of that.
It's a lot of money.
Media is cheap, and you got to send all your team out there. You got what? You pick one of those. You pick Milwaukee or DeWalt. They got, like, 10 dudes there all walking around, handing out shit. Like, all that stuff costs money, a lot of money. And I agree with you. I think there's, the digital space is so new, and it's changed so many. When did Instagram come out? 2012?
So yeah, around there. Decade old. Yeah, exactly.
It's changed 10,000 times, and every year the algorithm changes again.
Yeah, it was 3 or 4 years that it was suppressed. Like, Zuckerberg quickly realized, hang on a sec, what the hell is with all this blue collar shit happening, right? No more 500,000, 1 million views. I don't care if someone tagged it and sent it around the world. You guys ain't getting that shit anymore, right? And then, speaking of which, I like educating certain brands about how I don't give a fuck if somebody has 500,000 followers. If I look at a post of theirs and they've got 10 comments and they got 500,000 followers, something doesn't smell right there.
Dude, you can buy them. I've threatened. I'm like, dude, I'll buy 500,000 followers tomorrow and just stick it up there. Say, look at me. I have 500,000 followers. Yeah, but you bought them. So what? So did you. Like, what? Tell me what the difference is. Like, there's none. I have 18 comments on mine and you have 8 on yours. Like, who's getting the engagement? And like you say, for every dude that sends me some salty message about how I'm a piece of this and or a piece of that, I have 15 dudes like, dude, I love what you do. Keep it up. I can't and that's the interesting thing is everybody that's been complimentary of me are all dudes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That are the influencers. Dude, I can't tell you this in public, but I love what you do. I'm like, that's okay, man. I'll be your shield.
You get those too, Bob?
You be the little woman behind me and I'll protect you from the big baddies because I don't give a shit. Because, like you say, their online personality, their online persona, if they said stuff like that, they're going to lose that, whatever that revenue stream is. One guy that has 400,000 followers says he went to whatever show it was, AHR, for 3 days, and they're paying him. I won't say that because that'll tell who it is. They paid him $5,000 for 3 days. I'm like, $5,000 for 3 days. He's like, yeah, man, that's not bad. I'm like, dude, that sucks balls.
That's fuck
all. What are you talking about?
That's fuck all. I'm sorry, but it is.
It's fuck all. That's what kills me about it's like I made 6 figures. I'm like, I paid 6 figures in taxes. We're not the same, bro. We are not the same.
I remember in the early days when I would hear about, Mike Holmes being paid like $50,000 for 4 hours of his time, right? And I mean, he's a well-oiled marketing machine. He's milked the fucking cow to death, which is fucking great. Those teats are fucking raw as red and fucking nasty. Let him keep on doing that. The unfortunate thing is he also knows the fact that his offspring can't milk that same cow. So the moment that he stops milking the cow, then he's going to, those 50,000 for 4 hours of his time are going to be dead and buried, right? So the expiration, again, there isn't an expiration on the knowledge that a skills tradesperson has, and they can share it to kids that are coming up in the game, kids that they've actually made, your own offspring, which is great. And then that knowledge can carry on and on and on and on, right? It's just, I think the whole landscape is completely changing, which is great. This is not about hatred towards you guys. It's just like, listen, it's really fucking simple, man. You're an influencer. Embrace it. Put the fucking badge on your paid endorsed heated jacket that you're wearing. Well, I don't give a shit, right? I hated those heated jackets because I hated the hump. They're brutal, man. Like, there's so many products that were so pushed by the influencers that are dead and buried by the wayside right now. The knee pads, the heated jackets, all this other shit. You guys try to get it out there. And I'm like, dude, you're not. Go to the tradesperson. They will actually tell you the truth of what's really going on out there, man. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, it's 100%. 100%.
I wanted to ask you fucking something about something that happened recently. I'm trying to fuck. I totally forgot because I was getting into this conversation. I was trying to figure. I'm not like who gives a shit about people. Yeah, I was just saying about the messages. I get the exact same messages where people are like, "I can't say this publicly, but please keep up doing what you're doing." It's just like it's hopeful that you know there's still people out there. It's fine. All right, these guys can milk the cows. Let them do it. I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
It's the truth. And I like you said, just sort of if you're gonna be that, then be it. Listen, I'm an influencer. I'm being paid to do this. And this is how I support my family right now. Okay. Like, that's what they say to me in the DMs, even the haters. Like, dude, you can't say that. You're taking away from my family. I'm like, I ain't taking away from shit. You go get to work. Like, I could die tomorrow. My kids will run this business.
Yes.
We'll continue to feed the families and their loved ones for another 50 years. I mean, there was a time where it was absolutely based on me, but that moment has passed. And in the next 5 to 6 years, I will remove myself from the business and my boys will run it. And then I'll hate influence full time, man.
Because right now it's a hobby. Right now it's a side hustle. You just fucking give yourself 1 day a week at the most.
I do it because I enjoy it. Once I get out of the plumbing game, I'm going to do it because I get paid
to do it. I do want to bring up something that's kind of serious that I can see coming down the pipe, right? Because I'm 1,000% against OnlyFans. I'm 1,000% against this quick money fucking mentality where it's like the influencing kind of trade. Because I think it's seriously fucking creating some major mental problems that are going to be coming down the pipe if they already are not in the pipe. And when I say that, it's the whole dopamine and fucking anxiety about trying to get the next post out to try to get the fucking ahead of the next person that's ahead of you. If so-called this week, you're the top influencer and now you're being kicked by, you know, at the heels nipped, you know, by the next influencer. And then you have to do something that's different. And it's going to get to the point where it's like, you're mentally not going to be in a good fucking place, man, as an individual, you know, whether you're a man or a woman, you're not going to be in a good place, mentally speaking.
The problem is, and I just read this stat this morning, which is interesting that you bring it up. 35% of adults over the age of 18, 35% of them are on antidepressants full time.
I fucking read that.
60% have taken antidepressants in the last year. I'm like, what? And that's, I mean, it didn't break it down into blue collar or white collar or anything, but that is a terrifying stat.
Yeah, that's scary. That
everybody's just like medicated. What happens if their medication changes? Like you say, what happens if, you know, their OnlyFans crashes or, you know, they're no longer an influencer? I've said it and you know it because you're a tradesman. There is no better dopamine hit than to walk into somebody's house and fix a problem and get paid for it.
Yes.
And they give you all the accolades and praise. Wow, I can't believe you fixed that. I'm like, yeah, that's what I do. You walk out of there, and that is as natural a high as you can find. And it terrifies me that that just like what's happening on TikTok and Instagram, that there's this need for artificial invigoration.
Yeah.
And so you got to take a couple of pills, and then you got to do your little dance, and you got to sell your little shit, and that's how you find value in this world. It's vapious, and it will vanish in the blink of an eye, and then what the fuck are you going to do when you can't afford your meds anymore? Like, it's a that sounds dark and stark, but it's the truth. Like you said,
it's a reality though. It's happening. It's a reality. I'm telling you, it's happening. It's going to get worse. It's going to get extremely worse because they're building their whole net worth is around this. So, and they are providing for their family based on this. So it's like, we already know down south in the States, you know, the whole TikTok bullshit. You know what I mean? How, you know, their current government is pushing it out or trying to buy it or whatever. How far before, you know, our lovely government decides on getting rid of TikTok here? And now you got people that have 100,000 followers on TikTok. Up here in Canada, you can't make money off of TikTok. In the States, everybody's making money off of TikTok. It's the same way with Instagram. So what if you started losing all those platforms? Part of the reason why I got onto IG, TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, now podcast, 13 channels. I'm like all over the place. So if one goes down, I can still go send a message out there on another one. That's how I looked at it. But a lot of them are relying heavily on just one or two platforms.
One or two platforms. Yeah. And I've said it before, and others have said it before me, that if the internet died tomorrow,
yeah,
like the whoever Zuckerberg or you know the World Financial Group or whoever the fuck it is decides to flick the switch and say that's it, we're done with the internet. You just you know do China and nobody has it. I'm like, okay, well, I got this to do and this to do and this to do and this to do. I gotta, you know, these projects need to be done. My life, I actually become more productive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, I don't have this stupid distraction. Okay, great. I've got so much work to do. And my life changes probably, if I'm being completely honest, my life probably changes for the better.
I don't have
assholes telling me I'm a terrible person and I'm ruining their lives and all the rest of that stuff. I'm like, no, I just get up and go to work and get my natural dopamine hit by solving people's problems. And that will, and that's my message to these people that they take as hatred or criticism is like, you can do it legitimately and it'll never go away ever. Trade shortage, the competency crisis, whatever you want to call it. If you're good at your craft, you will never be out of a job.
No, there will always be work for you there.
I have not had a slow, like we've had, you know, an afternoon off or, you know, a Tuesday that we're like, oh, well, why don't you go get your haircut and do some banking and take your girlfriend out for dinner and we'll see you on Wednesday. We've had those days, but we have not been slow. I have not been slow since 2008. Like I can't even like, it's been balls to the wall and continues to be that way. And I don't see any end to it, particularly for us, because we have the base and we have the knowledge and the skills and the competency to do it.
Speaking of balls, I love how a lot of these people that want to talk shit and create hate and they just want to engage into arguments on a digital platform, I wonder how many of these people actually have balls to say it to your face, because we're of a generation that when you're in high school and you had fucking hatred towards somebody, you went up to their fucking face and you said, listen, you're a fucking asshole. And then you shove, push, and yeah, we see where it went from there. Simple as that.
I put it out there. You probably saw a couple of those posts. I'm like, okay, I'll go live with any.
I saw, I know.
Anyone open.
Cricket, fucking crickets, crickets.
Nothing.
Crickets, I know.
Nothing.
Because
like I was legitimately shocked.
I wasn't.
Like bang, bang, bang. You're this. Let's do this. You're this. I'm like, okay, let's talk about it.
You don't have the balls. They're the influencing lawyer. They don't. They refuse. They're too nervous. They won't have a counter argument. That's the problem. They just want to keep on stroking each other's ego. They need to stay in that same circle of people that are stroking each other's ego. And I'm like, the moment you let one wolf in to tell them the truth, they're like, what are you talking about? You're a fucking asshole. Hang on a sec. Let me type that down. I got to type it down. I'm not going to say it to you. I'm going to type it down.
It's that safe space mentality, right?
Yeah.
This is a safe space. Bob, you're invading our safe space, so we're not going to let you in because you're a threat to it. I'm like, okay, well, it's like what we're doing right now. Let's have a conversation about it.
Simple
and see
as
where
that.
It goes. Simple. As you know, none of this, you didn't send me notes.
No.
You didn't send me, we need to talk about this.
Send you notes. Here, Bob, here's the script. This is what we're gonna talk about.
Right?
No.
Everything that's happening right now is completely organic.
Exactly.
Other than we said we're gonna talk about influencers.
That's all I said in the message. Right. Simple as that. Let's talk about influencers.
All right.
And here we go.
And so we're whatever we are, 75 minutes into this thing. And like I say, it's engaging and hopefully beneficial to people, but I truly was surprised that not a there was one guy, but he was not after me.
No,
none of the guys.
And I saw that one.
Like,
yeah, I saw that.
Shit.
Yeah,
nobody that was talking shit. I said, okay, man, let's go. They all quiet and like not even know I can't because I'm busy or I'm at my mom's sick or you know I'm getting I'm getting a period, so I'm a little crampy today. All that, like none of that. It was just crickets.
And here's, you know why, right? Here's the thing is that if they do have the conversation and a certain word or phrase is expressed, that word and phrase is going to get back to the brand. And then there's going to be a come into the principal's office meeting, right?
Yep.
And we're going to have a conversation. I know. So it's like they can't say certain phrases. And I'm like, this is what I love about this show, and this is what I love about my social. And everybody was reaching out to me and being complimentary. He's like, Manny, you don't fucking sugarcoat shit. And I was like, well, what's the point? First of all, I'm trying to tone down the amount of sugar consumption. So it's like I get older. That's just a fact, right? You try to get sugar from elsewhere. But the thing is, you can't control real people. And I don't want, and tradespeople are real people. So then why the fuck do you want to control them? So then you guys are purposely creating your own segment. And then you're getting angry at us calling you out for creating that segment.
Yeah. No, I like that. I like what you said. I'm going to use that. You can't control real people. You can't.
You can't. It's as simple as, and you, nor should you. Like, I mean, that's how we got a trucker's convoy. That's how you fucking get people to, Canadians are really hardworking individuals. Canadians are really fucking important people on the global stage. But the unfortunate thing is we're not presented that way these days. And so I guess let's just keep quiet, shut the fuck up, and let's roll with the punches. And we're going to just, you know, talk about the spec and talk about how many screws I can drill with this one fucking battery. And let's talk about that because everything's all fucking sunshine and rose. No, it's not. It's like if you're in the shit and you're running a business, there's a lot of shit that's going on in that business, and you got employees. Like the last time that we talked, how you, some people said to me, like, how the fuck dare he fire everybody? I was like, he's running a business. He's running a business. Yep. He looked at his numbers. He looked at what his business was going to be like 5 years from now. If he kept up all those employees and kept up that bullshit, he wouldn't have a business. It wouldn't be there.
It was going there anyway.
Yeah.
Right. So not only is everybody unemployed, I'm unemployed.
Yeah.
Right.
What is that, sir?
Okay, great. I spent my last dollar trying to make this work, and now, Manny, can you lend me $5? I'm going to start my own fucking influencing thing because you know what I mean? That's the thing that people that don't run their own business don't understand. How much skin you have in the game,
yeah,
when you run your own show.
Yeah.
And I said that to that young guy that I talked to, Keys is his name. I have no greater respect for any young man or young woman that says, listen, I'm gonna bet on me and only me,
yep,
and I'm gonna fight the government's, and I'm going to fight, you know, the competition and my own, you know, proclivities to be lazy and fucking make it work. And my, you know, the wife and the kids are all on my back and they're depending on me to make it happen. And that is a lot of pressure. And
yeah.
Guys that not or sort of turn their noses up to that have never done it and never will do it. Because they, you know, everybody's heard the phrase, well, if I work for somebody at 5 o'clock, I just shut it off. I go home and watch the hockey game and talk to the wife and do my thing. And, you know, I don't give a shit because it's not my business. When you run the business, it's 24 and a half hours a day that you're stressed about your business. And, you know, what is government legislation going to do about this? And how is taxation going to affect that? And, you know what I mean? How is the new, you know, CPP contributions, how's that going to affect my bottom line, or the carbon tax that just went through? How am I going to pay that bullshit and figure out how am I going to make my customers pay it? Because that's how it has to work.
To trickle down. Right? That's simple as that.
That's what the government doesn't get. Oh, no, it's just, it won't affect anything. Okay. No, it affects everything.
It's affecting everything. Because I now have to charge. Yeah. I guess is it affecting influencers? I don't fucking know. I don't care. I wanted to ask you about, what was it? I had it on the fucking tip of my tongue. I forgot it. I had a good point to bring up. I was just curious about it. What were you rapping about just now? Well, just about expenses and stuff. Oh, that's what it is. It's almost as if this generation that has found gold by doing influencing and getting paid a G note or two G notes or whatever it is, right, for a single post and share it, they're afraid of handling stress and anxiety and problems, and they try to avoid it at all costs, but they don't understand that that's what builds character. You going through shit, you being fucked over, you losing employees and then having to fucking do a 20-hour day, you breaking something that costs you money builds character. And I see this whole group of people, they're not building character. They're portraying character. And it's a performance. And I don't like performances. I like realism.
You can't. I don't know who said it, but there's no substitute for experience.
No. None.
And it doesn't matter if it's a good experience or a bad experience.
It's an experience.
The bad ones actually, and I've had some horrible things happen to me in my life. Horrible. Like just truthfully, like, take you out type of stuff.
Yeah.
And you just sort of take a couple of weeks to be like, all right, what am I going to do with this? Am I actually going to give up? Am I actually done? You have that sort of internal dialogue with yourself and you're like, nope, what can I do today to just move a millimeter forward? I'm going to do this. And then you do this and then you do this. And then you get back and you start walking, you start running, and then you're off to the races again. And so those terrible experiences for me have been actually like the watershed moments of what I can do anything. And people have given me shit because I, fired 12 employees at one shot. And then, the aftermath of that, okay, I've done it. I can't call them back in.
Yep.
And say, oops, actually I have this really big job I need help with. Can we fire you tomorrow? it's now like.
He'll come back. Are you back? Not yet. He'll come back. Sorry about that, guys. There he is. He's back. Cool. We're almost there. We're almost close to wrapping it up. I know you can hear. That's why I keep on talking.
I can hear you the whole time.
That's why I keep on talking.
The weight of that decision, was massive.
Yeah.
Because now there's no one else. I can't blame anybody else. I can't delegate to anybody else. Like, it's me. And those couple of years were probably some of my most... Absolutely were some of my most productive years because every minute mattered. And I cut out people and customers that weren't serving my interests. It just was a life-altering experience. And frankly, all those dudes ended up in other places and are doing fine. And, we've all heard those stories of people that, their paychecks bounce because their employer is like, well, I'm running out of money and I'll try and pay you next Tuesday. What would you rather have? Here's your severance. Get the fuck out. Good luck. Have a nice life. This is all now my problem. We're square. I realize you're pissed and raw. You'll get over it. And off you go.
Well, I mean, I will say this. I bet you more than half of that group of people had a nice little lesson in life. And it's probably shaping them for the better. Yeah. That's just a fact.
Yeah, it did. I've had a couple of them. There was a dozen of them, and two or three have said, yeah, I appreciate that. It gave me an opportunity to sort of calibrate my own direction, and I went this way as opposed to that way, and things are great. And, I hated your guts at the moment, but I understand it. I'm like, yeah, that's part of being the business owner, right?
Yep.
Like, you're nobody's friend. You're nobody's friend when you're the business owner.
No, go ahead, sir.
Say you got to be a team, and you got to lead by example, and all, which I get. But the reality, you boil it down, you're on your own, and these guys, either laud you or lament you, and it depends on what's happening that day. You give them a bonus, they think you're great. You give them a shitty job to do, they hate your guts. It's just sort of how that employer employee relationships, and I'll get flack for that. But it's the truth that that whole team building shit I don't believe in. You're here to fucking do your job and go back to your family.
It's all team contributing is what it is. Contribute to the fucking collective is what it's all about. I guarantee you in the near future, when you're a full-time influencer, Bob, some of those individuals are going to reach out to you going, listen, I'm in the same situation. I want to fucking fire everybody. How am I going to handle that? Can you give me some insight on how to do that? They're going to want, I bet you any money, they're going to ask you.
I can give you all the advice you need, man, how to run it, how to fuck it up, and then how to fix it.
Exactly. Because you will do both. Simple as that. That's the math out there.
That's part of it. That's life, right? How many things have you fucked up? How many things have I, 10,000 things. And you just get to deal with the consequences of your, good behavior and your bad. It's just how are your good decisions and your bad decisions. It's, that's the joy of life.
As really. As we wrap it up, I actually just want to, like, listen, this was not about hatred towards influencers. If you guys are translating it that way, then I don't give a fuck. This is really about a fork in the road, and there's a sign there. On one side it says job site, the other side it says influencing. And you just decide. As simple as that, right? And we're just being vocal, and if you think this is not truthful and you're hurt by it, welcome to the real world. I'm sorry, but just because you're upset doesn't mean that everybody has to be upset. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm sorry. But, like, you could either listen. There's a reason why I'm not actively, and I've been asked to invite influencers onto the show. And I've actively just said, I'm not doing it. I'm sorry. I don't have a conversation to have with that individual. I don't, because my conversation is going to start with, how can you endorse one product brand this week and then endorse the competitor next week? How can you do that?
Yeah.
That is just like slut shaming bullshit. I don't get it. It doesn't work in my eyes. It doesn't connect with the tradespeople. And tradespeople are a certain group of individuals. They read through this shit real fucking easily. They just read through this shit. I agree. Right? So it's like...
Which is... It's evident in your DMs and it's evident in mine.
Yeah.
Every person that I would consider someone that I would respect or admire has either been in my DMs or not to either compliment me or say nothing. You know what I mean? The ones that are in there lipping off at me are the ones that I don't respect. And I think that are the influencer class, if you want to call that, whatever. and they're just like you say, the truth hurts. And I make the guilty feel guilty. That's all there is to it. If you feel bad about it, it's because it applies to you. Right? If being unshaven was a social faux pas, then we would all feel, you and I would feel guilty about that. But we don't. Thankfully, it's not yet.
I still think you should get some sort of influencing going on with some beer products or something like that. I think you totally should do that. It's got nothing to do with plumbing. I totally think you should do that. Start doing the braids. Start doing all kinds of stuff. Start talking about treatments and steam shower, like all that shit. Just do that, just for pure entertainment. I'll fucking follow it. I'll subscribe to that.
Get the fucking straightener and shit.
I did. You know what? Back in my 20s, I had a beard just as long as that, man. I just grew it out for a whole year. I was curious about doing it, man. But then as soon as a kid saw me one time and he looked at me and he goes, Jesus. Because I had long hair as well, too. And I was like, okay, time to shave this thing off, man. And that was it. And it was the nicest feeling when I shaved it off. I shaved it off in winter. And my face was so sensitive to the cold, eh? It was like it was so protected for a year. And then it was so sensitive. I was like, oh, my God, I can feel everything now.
So when it's been cold, like, I really have noticed it. Because I was unshaven for, you know, whatever, 40. I started growing it in when I was 50. So for 50 years, I didn't, and now that I have it, when it's freezing out, I'm like, you know what? I feel great.
Yeah.
It's, you know, put a toque on and I'm fucking warm.
You're warm.
Back in the day, you're like, holy shit, my face is freezing. Your face is cold and your feet are cold. You're fucked. So
change your footwear, change your socks. Like, whatever. Yeah. Hey, influencers, keep up what you're doing, man. It's all great. It's wonderful, man. Trust me, it's wonderful. I love it. I don't follow it. I don't engage with it. I don't look at it. And I certainly do not buy the products that you endorse. If they line up with a job that I'm doing and I need to get that product, I didn't buy that product because you influenced me to buy that product. I bought that product because I reached out to a tradesperson that was on a job site using the product and I asked them, what are your thoughts on this product? That's where my influencing game comes from. I ask real tradespeople what they think. That's what I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bob, and always like a pleasure.
Ride it while you can.
Always a pleasure
to
have you.
Ride the lightning.
That's always a pleasure to have you on the show, man. Stay warm. Stay fucking honest. Don't fucking change. I don't give a shit. And anybody who wants to send out a message and just say, Bob's an asshole, man, he's an asshole, I don't give a shit. But guess what? Surprise what? Everybody has an asshole. We're all assholes. So shut the fuck up. It's as simple as that.
It's the characteristic of the trade, is it not? Isn't blue collar supposed to be assholes?
That's all it is.
I thought that was part of what it was.
It's a question of whether or not you want to be a skilled asshole. That's the difference, yeah. Right? So, dude, thanks so much, man. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. I really appreciate your time. Honestly, we'll catch you in the DMs. We'll talk soon. Take care.
All right.
Right here, Angelina.